planets and the stars, and I was always very adventurous, and I always thought that my biggest dream was going to space. Over. Engineering background. Some have a background in medicine. They have also been astronaut educators who are teachers. And then many astronauts have a background in military aviation or in aviation in general. So they are pilots. Like in my case, I'm an engineer and a military pilot. Over. That's a very good question. The space station right now is about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, 4 p.m. We go by a time zone, which is the zero time zone. It's the time zone of Greenwich. One hour ahead. So when I call my friend, it's about the same time. And we don't see our clocks say that it's time. Well, when we return to Earth, we have to train hard to recover fully the conditioning of our muscles, because here on the space station, because we are weightless, we tend to lose muscle mass and muscle strength. Although, to counteract that, we actually work out quite hard every day for about 2 hours, 2 hours and a half. Over. So we train really hard on many things. We train for several years. We train about the systems of the space station, about the experiments that we will perform, and of course we train a lot on the Soyuz capsule, which is the Russian vehicles that actually bring us to orbit and back. And of course launch and landing are the most difficult and dynamic and also dangerous phases. So a lot of training is devoted to that. And then of course we also train for spacewalks and for flying. We like to say that flying, operating the robotic arm of the space station. Over. This is actually my first flight into space, so I experienced launch one time, and I can tell you it was the happiest day and moment of my life. Over. You know, it is hard to say because there isn't really a moment or a specific point where the atmosphere ends and then there is no atmosphere. It is very progressive. Even up here at 400 kilometers, there is a tiny little bit of atmosphere, you know, a molecule of gas once in a while. And that's actually enough to create some drag, so that sometimes we have to reboot the station to give it a push so it doesn't decay, it doesn't come down towards Earth. And big part is because of that little residual atmosphere that is still present here. Over. You know, we try to be very respectful of each other and of each other's opinions, and, you know, to respect each other's privacy and what each one of us likes to do, which we like to give each other the space that we need, so that we avoid conflicts and arguments. And if we do come into a little conflict, we then try, you know, to talk about it and then make sure that we laugh about it together. Over. Unfortunately, we don't have fresh fruits and vegetables up here. Only once in a while, when there is a new cargo vehicle that arrives, there might be some fresh fruits in there. And we had recently some apples and oranges when Dragon arrived last month. But usually, we have them in pouches, so they are actually treated, so that we can store them long term. And they come in pouches, and they are ready to eat with the spoon. Over. Probably the thing that I like the most were two things. One is to watch the earth go by, you know, the oceans and the continents, and as they, you know, kind of pass by, as we look towards earth from our cupola, from our window towards earth, you know, in the space station. And then the other thing I enjoy a lot is floating. Floating is a lot of fun, it's a great sensation, and I just love it. Over. Like maybe being able to take a shower